It's period music, because the play takes place when Jackie Robinson gets into the majors and the end of pretty much the Negro League. I'm the jazz man, and I'm sort of like their extension of their thoughts. At the same time, the jazz man is running out of time as well, in the fact that jazz was a very popular dance music back then. So a lot of the music that I've written makes you reminisce about Benny Moten or Louis Jordan or Fats Waller. It may sound like Fats Waller or something, but it's not. So that was a challenge, how to write in that period and resist the urges to... I put some of my own little stamps on it, but it's very subtle, but to not really to ignore what the play is about, and to set up a sound texture to support the dialogue and to move it along and yet still be myself. When they first asked me to do this, you know, it was about just doing the music. And then Ricardo, like I say, he's such a visionary. He goes, "You should be in the play." I'm like, "Oh, really? You're the jazz man." So I have no speaking parts except with my horn. And, you know, I like it. I got a costume fitting, you know, I got a dressing room. And, you know, so I'm an actor, but I'm not, but I am, but I'm not, you know. So it's, I'm getting the best of both worlds. I don't have to memorize any lines. I just got to remember when to come on, where to come on, and how to get off. It's really cool. And as Ricardo has pushed the actors, he's pushed me as well. So it's been really good.